From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Iran has its say over new sanctions from the United States. The U.S. has imposed new sanctions on 18 Iranian groups and individuals it accuses of backing Tehran's ballistic missile program. The State Department announced the sanctions Tuesday against two groups linked to Iran's elite Revolutionary Guards, saying they were involved in ballistic missile research and development. It further said that Iranian activities in the Middle East undermine regional stability, security, and prosperity. More on the story now from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Also Tuesday, the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned five people and seven entities for their support of Iranian military purchases, as well as three other Iranians it says are part of an Iran-based transnational criminal organization. The sanctions freeze any assets the targeted Iranians might have in the U.S. and block Americans from doing business with them. At the United Nations in New York, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Zarif told VOA that the United States can expect reprisal sanctions from Iran.
It would involve people who have participated in terrorism and extremism in our region, as well as supporting expansionist forces.
A Middle East Institute scholar consulted by VOA says the U.S. sanctions will hurt economic growth in Iran, giving the hardline conservatives there more reason to continue an anti-American and anti-Western attitude. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Iraqi forces committed human rights violations during the battle to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. That according to the country's prime minister. The remark by Haider al-Abadi at a late-night press conference yesterday came after shocking videos emerged on social media following the victory in Mosul, showing troops throwing captured IS suspects off a high wall. VOA News. Russia says it reserves the right to retaliate in an ongoing dispute with the United States over the seizure of two Russian compounds last December by the Obama administration. Before leaving office, then-President Obama also expelled 35 Russian diplomats, accusing them of spying and saying the actions were to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Now Russia says its patience is running out, and it wants the Trump administration to return the compounds. VOA diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain has more from the State Department.
Russia says they are dachas, used strictly for recreational purposes. U.S. intelligence agencies say they were used for surveillance until they were seized. Pressed by reporters, spokeswoman Heather Nauert refused to comment on the status of negotiations or say whether Secretary of State Rex Tillerson favors giving the compounds back to Russia under certain conditions.
The priority here is to get the United States and Russia to a place where they can have a good, decent, solid relationship so we can work together on areas of mutual cooperation.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov met Monday at the State Department with U.S. Under Secretary of State Thomas Shannon. Asked if Russia is close to getting its compounds back, Ryabkov replied, almost. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
President Donald Trump had another previously undisclosed conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin at a summit in Germany this month. White House spokesman Sean Spicer and National Security Council spokesman Michael Anton confirmed that Trump and Putin spoke at a dinner for world leaders and their spouses at the Group of 20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. The conversation came hours after Trump and Putin's first official face-to-face meeting on the 7th of July, which was originally scheduled to last just half an hour, but stretched on for more than two. Two world leaders were also captured on video shaking hands and exchanging a few words after they arrived at the G20 summit of industrialized and developing nations earlier that day. Anton would not specify the duration of the conversation. He said the discussion was casual and should not be characterized as a meeting or even a less formal but official pull aside. A senior Thai Army general has been found guilty of human trafficking at a rare trial exposing the links between corrupt officialdom and the trade in people through the kingdom. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.